You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
What matters is that for the last 3 weeks, 2.5, 3 weeks, the Mets are average. They're just average.
Yes.
They have the best record in the National League, sure, but they're average right now. And the only way they're going to get through this while everybody else comes back to their relative means is if Juan Soto goes to where his average is, which is hitting 300, on base a 420, whatever, 3 or 4 home runs a week, just being a difference maker, hitting with runners in scoring positions, walking when you need to. He's not been that. And so the reason we talk about it is because the Mets need him right now more than they've needed him at all at this part so far in the season.
Also, it's not delusion of the Subway Series. Here's what it is, and we talk about this every year in baseball season when a guy struggles. Mm-hmm. When do you get worried? And we all have a different part of the year in which we say, "Ah, now I'm worried."
That's a good point.
For some people, it's April 10th. For some people, it's April 20th. For me, I've always said it's Memorial Day. It's the Jeter test.
Yeah.
I've given that example before where Jeter had that terrible start to a year.
It's a great one.
I thought he was buried. He goes to Baltimore. They never got him out. I think to many Met fans, when they looked at the schedule, the line of demarcation was a weekend against the Yankees. Mm-hmm. It's the reason why we all thought he was going to break out.
Yeah.
We all did. You thought it, Tommy. You said he's hitting a home run in his first at bat.
I sure did.
I thought he was going to break out, too.
I thought he'd have at least one moment this weekend.
Me, yeah. Too. We all did.
It turns out.
And that's where it's become a thing, because right. We all believed this was the weekend with the boos, with the calls, with everything that was going on. He's going to have his moment. And the truth was, it was the same crap.
Right. Turns out Sean happened to be right. We made a prediction on what he was going to do with his first at bat. I said he would strike out on a full count. Didn't quite get to a full count. He walked.
Yeah.
Sean, you were correct.
Thank you. And Cinco almost came close on the 4 walks. We were close.
Very close.
Yes. Very close.
I know you were getting that. Now, Sean, you enjoyed this weekend. We have given a lot of Met perspective over the first hour. I know you enjoyed it because last night we were all at the game. And I brought Jet to the game. And everybody's so nice to my son. And so Sean came out because we weren't sitting next to each other. And he says, "Do you guys need a jacket?" And I was like, "What a great guy." He's asking Jet if he needs a jacket. It's starting to get colder. It's 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, "Nah, man, we're good. Thank you." And what did you say?
I said, "I figure Juan Soto's swings and misses were creating such a breeze up here. Maybe it was getting a little too cold."
Mets suck.
So did you enjoy yourself this weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Was this everything you dreamt of?
Mets suck.
Look, and I'm going to tell something right now to all the other Yankee fans like me out there. Don't pretend you didn't enjoy it. Don't pretend that you're too good to have fun at beating the Mets. Don't pretend that beating the Mets doesn't mean a little more than beating the Orioles on a Tuesday. Beating the Mets after everything we endured as Yankee fans, selfishly for the first time in our lives, losing Juan Soto this offseason, 2 out of 3, and having Soto struggle all weekend, that was fun. And that's what baseball's all about. And we basically were kicked on the ground for months from Met fans. For the first time, we had to feel that. And it was good to kick back this
Met
weekend.
Mets suck.
And I enjoyed every damn second of it, hey, except for conveniently Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, by the way, it could not have been Juan Soto swinging and missing that was causing the breeze because he was just standing there looking.
Oh, that's right. That's right. But you know what? It still worked for a good joke.
It was.
You guys having a good time over there?
Oh, I had a great time.
Had a good time?
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. Hey, look, Met fans, we got to take it. Because in the whole Met-Yankee battle, they won this battle.
Oh, yeah, but one more thing in my head. That National League was so difficult we played it this weekend. I got to tell you.
Don't start with me about that. Look, we got to take our L's. Like, that's a part of the world. We have to take our L's this weekend. Now, the Mets will have a chance at revenge on the 4th of July. But for this weekend, show some class, Tommy. We got to take our L's.
Well, I'm classless, number one. Number two, you have to take two L's today, actually. One is coming up because of my basketball team.
Absolutely. And then, I deserve that L. We all do, and I will own it.
Speaking of the Subway Series, number one, you owe our manager, Carlos Mendoza, an apology, and you need to wear an L because you got to walk and pitch around Aaron Judge. Mm. Why? It's a big spot. Throw it right down the middle. He's going to swing and miss.
Did you listen to Carlos's postgame on Saturday?
No.
Okay,
no,
you probably should have.
I was on the air. Should I have?
Despite Judge going 0 for 5, Mendy said, we gave him way too many pitches to hit.
Well, he didn't hit any
of them. And we got lucky.
Right.
Yeah, no, the Mets were aggressive with Aaron Judge. Not as much yesterday.
Well, Peterson.
They pitched around him yesterday.
Peterson four-fingered him, and then...
I love that term, by the way.
That's great.
They four-fingered him.
Right, and then... Who was it, Brazoban?
Let me get my scorebook out, and I'll tell you exactly what happened there.
Unintentionally walked them.
That would be Waskar Brazoban, after he walked Trent Grisham with two outs and nobody on, which cannot happen.
Right.
But they walked him twice, intentional, and then around him in the seventh.
But he did that, and I was...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It was kind of brilliant because he did it to get the Volpe. And Volpe came up very small.
Yeah. Well, Anthony Volpe left the bases loaded twice in this game.
Yeah.
And then in another spot left a guy on third and another spot left a guy on first. He left 8 guys on base, 5 of them in scoring position in yesterday's game. Look, you got to be strategic with Judge because he's a great player. But the truth is the star players didn't make an impact.
Well, Judge had an impact Friday night. Let's not forget that
Friday
happened.
Friday he did. The stars...
He didn't have a major impact. The impact was Cody Bellinger. He was the man this weekend.
See, that's the problem. Like, when you say the stars didn't, Cody Bellinger was the... He was part of the replacement of Soto.
Absolutely.
Right? Bellinger, Goldschmidt...
Max Fried, too.
Max Fried.
Yeah.
Like, they've... all held their weight, especially as of late. I know Belly got off to a really tough start, but over the last, 7 games?
He's been ripping it.
13 games or whatever it is?
Yeah.
He's been great and hitting 350 or whatever the heck he's been hitting, plus the grand slam that really put the lid on top of the 2 out of 3 yesterday. So it was, Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger was the star of the weekend.
He's a star.
Absolutely.
He's not a superstar, but he's a star player.
Well, when I say superstars, I'm really talking about Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. And Judge made a bigger impact than Soto, but neither guy made a monster impact.
No.
And look, the plan B's worked for the Yankees in this series. And if we're going to rate this on like a weekly basis... Plan B outdid Juan Soto, and I will raise my hand and give that to you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got to throw in Trent as well.
Absolutely. Because, honestly, if they re-sign Juan Soto, there's a chance Trent Grisham is not even kept.
No,
they could have
right.
non-tendered his ass. He would have been gone. So, absolutely, you can include him. But last night, something really magical happened. And it has nothing to do with baseball, but it's related to this discussion. I don't know if you guys noticed this, But the Toronto Maple Leafs got destroyed in a Game 7 against the Florida Panthers. Now, you may be asking, why am I bringing this up?
So did the Nuggets, by the way.
They did. That game was close, and it turned in like 2 minutes. It was unbelievable.
Wait, what?
But the reason I bring up the Toronto Maple Leafs losing to the Florida Panthers is not because of my sister being a Panther fan.
Yeah, it is.
No, it has nothing to do with them. Good for them. It has everything to do with Pajama Boy. Pajama Boy John Tavares couldn't get out of the second round again. His contract, remember when he left the Islanders? Remember when he was Judas and he stabbed him in the back? Like a real Judas, not a Juan Soto Judas, a real live breathing John Tavares Judas. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, his contract's run up. It's over. And so now we can declare what happened. And I'll tell you what happened. The Islanders did better than Tavares. It's over. The book is closed. Winners, losers. Goodbye. The Islanders went to two conference finals, semifinals 1 year because they named it different. Mm-hmm. And John Tavares in his dopey pajamas couldn't get out of the second round.
What a 7 years gone like that.
So 7 years, poof, it's all gone. And guess what? There's a winner. There's a loser. When it comes to Juan Soto, round one so far goes to the Yankees. No one can deny that. But you got 15 years to determine it. And I think when it's all said and done.
Go ahead.
When I think it's all said and done, I think the Mets will end off in a better place for signing Soto. And the Yankees, like, you guys will forget who replaced him in year one of a 15-year contract. Well, so we got to have patience.
Yeah, that's more my time, like my mindset on this, because I don't think that Cody Bellinger and Max Fried and even Trent Grisham and Cole Schmidt, I don't look at them as instead of Juan Soto.
For 1 year they are.
Yeah, but it's
next year it'll be somebody else.
But it's not like it wasn't a transaction. It was just Juan Soto left. He was a free agent.
But those are the guys you likely added because he was gone.
I know what you're saying, but you can look at it in a vacuum. And I tend to look at it more in a vacuum. Juan Soto's gone. This was my reasoning for turning your back on Juan Soto as opposed to booing him. Because when he left, you can't care. Stop trying to make it about you. When Juan Soto made it about his future and his life as a New York Met, it was no longer about you, the Yankee. All right. So when someone says, I don't care about you, you have to say, great, I don't care about you. So, the Bleacher Creatures, thank you again for turning your back and showing that you don't care about Juan Soto. What the Yankees have to care about is what they're doing with themselves, regardless of Juan Soto.
Absolutely.
And so, when Cody Bellinger comes and Max Fried is having the season he's having, and Belly and Trent Grisham, one of the greatest 70s-looking baseball player you've ever seen in 2025, right? It makes it not about Juan Soto to me. So I can't even like really compare who won this offseason. It's more the Yankees did what they had to do. The Mets did what they had to do.
So let's get to then what really matters then. Tavares is a loser who lost.
Yeah.
And the Islanders, not lately, but overall, are the winners who won.
Yeah.
So let Judas Pajama Boy have his fun.
Yeah.
Where's he going to go as a free agent now?
Tavares made it about that.
That's right.
That's the difference. Soto didn't. It wasn't about the Yankees. It was about him wanting to go to the
Mets. Is he staying with the Leafs? Or is JT going to like go somewhere else with a new fantasy?
Let's ask the resident hockey guy.
Dude, they're probably blowing up the core. Is there a chance he comes back much cheaper? Stay home, yes. But they're not keeping him and the other guys. It's a great question. I don't know. The big name that nobody cares about is Mitch Marner. He could come here.
I don't care about that. Where's that loser pajama boy going?
34.
He's still kind of young.
I know.
Pajama boy could end up in Ottawa.
Imagine he ends up back with the Islanders after all this.
Crazy is like, a decade ago, you said someone's 34.
No.
It's like, ugh, they're washed.
It's a different world.
Now we're like, 34? Oh, he's got 5 more years.
It's not that bad.
It's crazy.
Not that bad. We will take our L's for the New York Knicks advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Can you believe it?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.